It's Friday, July 22nd, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On July 16th, 20 gunmen approached a truck in Papua, Indonesia, and opened fire on passengers inside, reports International Christian Concern. The leader of the attack, Igianis Kugoya, and his gang killed 10 passengers in total, including a Christian pastor named Eliezer Boehner, who was on his way to a church conference. Kugoya is a leader in the West Papuan Liberation Army and is responsible for several violent attacks in the region. Although Indonesia's easternmost province of Papua is mainly Christian, violent attacks have been prevalent since its annexation by Indonesia in the 1960s. Between 2017 and 2021, 58 violent incidents have led to 69 civilian deaths and 135 injuries. Indonesia is the 28th most difficult country to be a Christian, according to the Open Doors World Watch List. Despite the fact that Democrat President Joe Biden is fully vaccinated against COVID and has been twice boosted, the 79-year-old tested positive for COVID on Thursday. The White House said he is experiencing, quote, mild symptoms, end quote, and he's being treated with the antiviral Paxlovid. Dr. Ashish Jha, the White House COVID coordinator, said Biden is tired, has a runny nose, and a dry cough. Jha said Biden felt fine when he went to bed, but did not sleep well. In the week leading up to Biden's positive COVID test, he had lingered for extended conversations and posed for pictures and given hugs at the congressional picnic on the White House South Lawn. Plus, Biden shook hands and controversially exchanged fist pumps with leaders in Israel, the West Bank, and Saudi Arabia, reports National Public Radio. Lee Zeldin, the Republican candidate for New York governor, was attacked during a campaign stop near Rochester on Thursday night, but managed to finish his speech, reports the New York Post. Zeldin, one of only two Jewish Republican congressmen, was campaigning at the Veterans of Foreign Wars post in Perrenton when a man jumped on stage and lunged toward the lawmaker, according to witnesses and video of the incident. The suspect approached Zeldin wielding an unknown weapon, and Joe Chenoly tackled him. The heroic man said, quote, once the man was on stage, he reached into his right pocket and pulled out what appeared to be a knife or a razor blade, maybe a box cutter, and lunged at the congressman, end quote. Zeldin attempted to block the suspect, who witnesses said was disheveled and possibly intoxicated, and the man lunged at Zeldin once more. Chenoly said, quote, I tackled him from behind and wrapped him up and dropped him on the right side on stage, end quote. On Tuesday, following a stunning dereliction of GOP leadership, 47 Republicans in the House of Representatives joined all the Democrats in voting to pass H.R. 8404, a radical bill to make the redefinition of marriage virtually impossible to untangle, reports LifeSiteNews.com. Introduced as part of the Democrats' fear-mongering efforts over the U.S. Supreme Court, the so-called Respect for Marriage Act would repeal the long-standing but unenforced Defense of Marriage Act, which recognized marriage as a one-man, one-woman union in federal law and protected states' rights to do the same. The bill would force the federal government to recognize any definition of marriage that a state might come up with in the future, sight unseen. So, while the, quote, two individuals, end quote, language gives those voting for it in 2022 something to point at to claim the bill is not that extreme, the fact remains that if and when a state decides to validate polygamy, the federal government will have to agree. But instead of encouraging Republican votes against this God-hating foolishness, House Republican leaders Kevin McCarthy and Steve Scalise gave their members permission to support it, and 47 of 211 House Republicans did just that, including Liz Cheney of Wyoming, Daryl Issa of California, Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, Nancy Mace of South Carolina, and Elise Stefanik of New York. Now that this radical redefinition of marriage bill moves to the U.S. Senate, can Democrats get 10 Republicans? So far, at least four have indicated they either definitely or likely will vote yes. Susan Collins of Maine, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, Tom Tillis of North Carolina, and Rob Portman of Ohio. Politico.com identifies another six who are non-committal but do not rule out supporting the anti-marriage bill. Genesis 2 verse 24 could not be more clear. Therefore, a man leaves his father and his mother and cleaves to his wife, and they become one flesh. God's design for marriage rejects both two homosexuals as well as three or more people in a polygamous arrangement. And finally, as I guest host for Kevin Swanson today on Generations Radio, I interview Greg Steer, an evangelist and founder of Dare to Share. He grew up in Denver, Colorado, in a violent inner-city family of bodybuilders. He never had a dad and never felt like he measured up because his biceps were not big enough. But God transformed his family one by one through the power of the gospel of Christ. Greg has written a new book entitled Unlikely Fighter, the story of how a fatherless street kid overcame violence, chaos, and confusion to become a radical Christ follower. When Greg was 12 years old, his youth group leader challenged him to go to the local Westminster Mall on a busy weekend night, sit down on a bench, and watch people for 30 minutes. The youth group director also asked Greg to do something unusual, which he cited in my interview.
I want you to put an imaginary tag on their forehead that reads bound for hell. And I want you to imagine the hell that they're headed to, literal fire and brimstone. Imagine them there and imagine the hell that they're going through right now apart from Jesus Christ. And so it seemed odd to me, but I took the homework assignment. I stayed at the mall for 30 minutes and I put that imaginary tag on people's foreheads. And at first it was awkward, but then as I thought about it, man, I really began to imagine them and the hell they were going through in this life without Christ, and then the literal hell they were headed to without Christ. Within 30 minutes, I was bawling my eyes out. You talk about a burden for souls. That gave me the burden for souls.
Revelation 20, verse 15 says, if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. Take a listen to my interview today with Greg Steer at generations.org/radio. Plus, you can win a free book if you're one of the first five people to send the correct subject line from the interview to adam@theworldview.com, along with your name and mailing address. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, July 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.